Everyone, we are up to page 257, the bottom. We're starting Simen Tzadi Ches. We're getting to a topic that we've discussed numerous times, but now we're going to get into that, what exactly it means, and that is Tzarech She'en Lo Kavana B'Tfiloso. What exactly it means when we're supposed to, we're trying to have Kavana for our Tfilo. Okay, so you see over here in the Mechaber, he's going to mention a bunch of things over there, and then he's going to discuss a certain level of what our mindset is supposed to be during tefillah, and that's going to be an amazing thing. So like this. Okay, we talk about Kavan a lot, but here, Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss. This son of Davin, he has to Mechavein Livo, number one, Perish Amidlo, Shemotzi Bisfasa. He has to understand what he's saying, what he's saying out of his mouth. V'yachshov ki'ilu shechina k'negdo. And another type of kavana is that he has to realize that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? V'yachser kol ha-machshavos ha-tordos oto. And he should remove all his machshavos that are bothering him. At shetishayir machshavato v'kamraso zaka b'tfiloso. He should be able to try before he starts to daven to go ahead and clear his mind, and that it's going to be completely clear from all other types of machshavos before he starts to daven. The Yachshov, it's not Ki'ilu, it's Ki'ilu. Okay, Yachshov Ki'ilu, if he was, if he was going to talk in front of a Melech Basar Vadam, Ayam is Sadr Dvarav, he would first prepare what he's going to say. And he would mischavin them Yafa, exactly the words, exactly how he's going to say Lebal Yikashel, in order that he's not going to stumble, he's not going to make mistakes. Kavachomer lifnei melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavachomer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu choker kol ha-machshavos, who is able to look into our minds and know exactly what we are thinking. We have to have our mind, okay? Not only the words that we are saying, Mesudar, but also our mindset. What are we thinking about when we're standing there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, this is a very difficult thing to do, but that is what we're trying to say over here. V'kach ha-yewosi. Chassidim Anshe Maisa. This is what the Chassidim and the Anshe Maisa used to do before they go to heaven. Shayuiz Bodidim, they would sit there and think, until they would remove all physicality from their minds. All physicality, and they would have command over their Koach HaSeichel, until what are they thinking about? Could you imagine, guys, to be able to control your thoughts? That's what the Chassidim Anshei Maisa would do before they would go ahead and before they would utter any words of Shemoneh Esrei, they would have control of their thoughts. Achu magin karov lemalo nevuah, and they would get to the point that is close to the milo of a navi. Okay, that's what they would do before they would bear the daf. Vim tavolo machshava acheres mitochat tefila, and if you comes another type of machshava into your mind when you are davening, yishtok achitispalo shvatal machshava. He should be quiet until he can be mevatal his machshava. And you should think about things that make you humble, that you're getting close and be able to think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not to choshe b'dvarim sheish b'al kalasrosh. So we have this very, very high level. We have this very high level of the Chassidim Anshei Maisa that would get rid of all physicality whatsoever until the point they were covered to the state of Nevuah. And you have at least to get to the level of Yashu B'dvarim Achnim Alei Machavim Atul Avilu Shashamayim V'lo Yashu B'dvarim Sheish V'am Kalos Rosh. Okay? V'yashuv Kodem Atfilo L'Romadi adds over here. Before you set yourself to daven, you should think about me Miromimus Hakel, how lofty a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. V'yisala V'shiflus Adam, how lowly a person is. That gets us to the humble state there where you can actually stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and try and speak. Okay? We have to realize what we're doing here. We're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu like we spoke about many times before Shemoneh Esrei, and you're going to be pouring out your heart. You have to make sure that you're in the right state of mind. You don't just run into Shemoneh Esrei that we talked earlier on. You go ahead and prepare yourself for your Shemoneh Esrei. V'yaser kol na'anuig adam alibo, you remove all types of ta'anuig, all kinds of gashmias from your lave before you start to daven. That's all the first part of it. We'll get to the end of the Ramah in a few moments. Okay, let's talk about over here. Number one, and Sikkot Alvi just points out, is that let's start on the basic level of just understanding Peir Shemilos and understanding that you are standing in front of him. Don't start with all types of extra special kavanas of Chedushi and Rashash and stuff like that. You'll see some people walking around the old city with these, I don't know, the Sidurim with all these Yichud Shemos and stuff like that. Sometimes you'll see in Ramban, sometimes you'll see at the Kotel. You'll see in different places. That's on a much, much higher level than any of us should dream about being at this point. That's why Raki Palke Pshutul Havin Advarim Mikavad Azalev, just to understand the Dvarim Pshutul Kamashmo, that's what we should be on. And then look towards the second to last line of the page. I'm in Pnei Yehoshua. Reish Perek Ein Omi Shekatov. The Elo Kavanos and Mavurin Kam Shulchan Aruch. The Kavanos that we're talking about over here in Shulchan Aruch, that you're here to get rid of the Gashmias and to realize the Shiflus Adam and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these things. Yeshua Chavim B'Shas HaTefilo. Rakoni, you're not supposed to think about all these things while you're davening. You're supposed to think them before you're davening. Before you die, you prepare yourself the mindset to go out and enter into Shmona Esrei. And if other things come into your mind, so we already said over here that you're supposed to be quiet. You should be quiet until you can remove things. See, Cotton Base talks about all types of skulas that one could do if you are in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you're losing your concentration, you're thinking about other things. Okay, there's some interesting things over here. I'll mention the last one brought down by the Sefer Eliyahu Rambler because it'll connect very much to the Rosh Yeshiva. The song that he likes a lot. Same early rabbi, b'shem kitzur shel shla, v'zel shonim. Skula lahaver machshevet chutz. How could what's a skula to get rid of foreign thoughts? Shekodem tefila yaver gimel pamim yad yamino al mitzchah. You place the right hand over your forehead three times. V'yomer b'chol pam, and every time you put your hand over your forehead, leiv tar bar liel kiva ruach nachon chadish b'kirbi. Okay, you say the pasuk of leiv tar bar liel kiva that we like to sing leiv tar. Okay, v'cheinim ba'lo machshavas chutz b'dachavilo yishtok ma'av yaver yimino amitzchah v'yara pasuk. If it happens in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you can't say the pasuk. That's a hesek. So at least be mahayir of the pasuk when you're doing it even in the middle of Shmona Esrei. That is one of the schools that are mentioned over here. One should do what works for him. Whether the different thoughts are into your mind to be able to get rid of those thoughts in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. Okay, so that's what's talking about over here in terms of all these different levels. Now, Rav Kor mentioned a couple of days ago in, weeks ago maybe we're after already, in the Shiran Tfilah, the famous Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim talks about that, he mentions these two different types of kavanas mentioned in the beginning, the Chayar Perusha Milos, and V'Yachshav Kila Shechina Kinegdo. We also are going to learn later on that the first bracha is even more important to have kavana than the rest of Shmona Esrei. If you don't have kavana for the first bracha, then you have to repeat your Shmona Esrei. That's what's making it. Then we'll talk about that later on. Comes Rav Chaim based on a stira in the Rambam, and he wants a taina that what were you talking about over there that you have to repeat your Shmona Esrei? He says that's even by Perush Amilus, the first bracha, all of Shmona Esrei, you have to realize that you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that would be ma'akev. But for the first bracha, the extra thing that's going to ma'akev your tefillah is if you don't understand Perush Amilus. You don't have Perush Amilus, you're not going to understand your Shmona Esrei. You're not going to be Yotzei your Shmona Esrei. Look inside. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Sal Dior Asel Perush Amilus. Ayin Simin Kuf Aleph Mishter Brusim Kon Yudal De Kishimi Pal Belashin Akaras Yatsa Afi Meinu Meivin Perush Atevas. Number one, if you're davening Hebrew, even if you do not understand all the words, you are still going to be Yotzei your Shmona Esrei. Look weiter after the parentheses. Lufize. Ein kavanas perish atevas ma'akevas. We see over here, if you could dive in Hebrew without understanding and you yotzei, we see over here, perish amilos is not ma'akev. It does not destroy your shmona esrei. You are still going to be yotzei. You're even allowed to enter the shmona esrei lechatchila, full well knowing if you do not know this word. This is not a Eitz Tova that you should not understand what you're saying. You definitely should understand, like saying, like the Mechaber say, we're talking about Bidiyavid. If you do not know, you're allowed to still dive in Shmona Esrei. Afili Yodesh Leichol Lechaim Perish Ateiras Afili Bracha Rishona. And this applies even in the Bracha Rishona, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Hetz. V'chein Mevor B'chinach Etz V'Ferish in the Sefer Chinach Mitzvah Taflam Egimel. That Kavana, if you step now to the back of the crack. That Kavana Hamakevis Bebracha Rishona Yirak Leidash Umidaber Lifnei Amech. The Kavana that is ma'akev for the first bracha means that you're standing, you know that you're omid lifnei amelech, but look, kavana perish atevos, not kavana perish atevos. And then he comes and says, well, lafuke, the Rav Chaim we just mentioned, the omna mechudashi Rav Chaim alevi ala rambam, katov bidasa rambam, the kavana perish amil, ma'akev is the bracha rishona. Rav Chaim is bedaik from the rambam, that perish amilos is ma'akev even for bracha rishona. The kavana is dibra amelech, ma'akev is bekola bracha. So know that you're standing in front of the king is ma'akev for the rest of the brachos. Aval Rabu Achokim Allah Bavan Soa Divi Aram. Many disagree with Rav Chaim on this. The Kipsim Kaamir Garna Rogon Rishlomo Zalman Shmaya Shlita. So many disagree with this Rav Chaim, including the Sefer Chinuch, the Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal quoted, and also see later on in Siman Kuf Aleph. Sivkatan Beis Imarein Rabbi Ronazal equate quotes for Shlomo Zalman also passing that it's not going to ma'akev. So even if you do not understand Perush Shemilos for the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, it is not ma'akev. Your Shmona Esrei, you're still allowed to go ahead and daven once again. These are things to work on. We're talking about the Chassidim Anshei Maisa got to these lofty levels. We should try and at least get to these Pashut levels of understanding the words and knowing that we are standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. We should definitely try and get to the higher levels also, and try and, before we start Shmona Esrei, the Pnei Yeshua says, try and get rid of all the thoughts before you enter. If you enter into your Shmona Esrei, think about other things, then you have no chance. If you enter your Shmona Esrei, at least clearing of your mind and realizing you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch and get rid of all other foreign thoughts out of your mind, so then you have a chance to continue like this in Shmona Esrei. And even if other four thoughts come in, you could try and get rid of them as time goes on. Okay, so that's all the beginning of this mechaber. We are marachin that. Now moving on to the last line of the Ramah. Says the Ramah, V'asr l'adam l'nashik b'nav aktanim beis kenes. It is asr for someone to kiss their children in the beis kenesses. K'day l'kboa b'libo shein ava k'avas l'makam. Because the whole idea over here is, when you're davening, you're trying to show the avas Hashem. You're trying to know avas Hashem. Even though your children are obviously part and parcel of your avodas Hashem and avas Hashem, but it looks like you're showing your avatar to your children, not the Kodesh Baruch. Therefore, we do not kiss our children in the Beis Knesset. So the post can point out this is lav dafka your children. It's lav dafka your children. It's also any other person. Okay, I don't know. Even just a friendly kiss to someone is not going to be your friend, your brother, whoever it might be, is also not going to be good. Now, there are those who say that a kiss is going to be usher, but hugging someone is going to be mutter. And therefore, you'll see some people giving hugs, and some rabbis giving hugs, and that way. Lorena Rabbeinu Nevinzel is not even into the hug in a shul either. He holds that is also going to be usher to go ahead and do. Now, I did hear Baal Peh once that B'Shem Ramoshin, it makes a lot of sense over here. If you look inside, where's this Ramah found that you're not allowed to kiss your children? Okay, even though the lashon is you don't kiss him, hashalad and lashik banav aktanim bebeis haknesses. Okay, Ramosha's medayik from the fact that this halacha is brought down in Hilchos Tefillah that this is talking about during davening. When you're davening, it's also late. But actually, in the shul, if it's not during Tefillah, Ramosha claims shame Ramosha that would be mutter to do because it's not in Hilchos Beis Knesses. If this was found in Hilchos Beis Knesses, so it'd be a din in shul. The fact that it is found in Hilchos Tefillah is saying, is it going to be a din in Tefillah or not in a shul? The Pashtus might not be like that. The fact that the Pashtus Lashon over here, it says Bebeis Knesses, and therefore those who are makud even in a Beis Knesses. Now, in terms of bringing children to shul, we talked about it before also, but look inside this Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bonav Aktanim, Hash Bishla Korei Tigar Al Mevim Yiladim Lebeis Knesses. The Shla was very upset. Didn't like the fact that people were bringing, and he protested against the people who brought young children to the shul. He's talking about children who have not reached the age of chinuch for tefillah, who are bringing into shul. Mitam. When you bring a child to shul, he's not appropriate. When you try and give a child something to do that it's not age appropriate, so they might be able to do it for a minute or two, and then they start to be shtageya. They start to go crazy, and therefore what do? They start jumping up and down the shul, and they're mechal the Kodesh Beis Knesses. They end up distracting the people who are trying to daven. That we talked about earlier, not having a child in front of you, not holding a child during Shmona Esrei. Not only about you, you're babbling everyone. When they start, I don't know, playing with the chairs and running around, making noise. The old gam ki azkino, even worse than this, is that when they get older, when they get above the age of chinuch, and they get older, even when they're adults, as we all see what happens, ki azkino ki lo yasru even hagamara, this bad minute of messing around in shul is never going to leave them. Asher nischantchu bialdusum, because they were taught when they were a young child, this is a place, this is a park to play in. It's not a place of worship. Lashtageya levazas kedushas beis knesses, to go crazy and mevaza kedushas beis knesses. What your child at a young age is going to stay with them forever, and therefore, what's going to happen when they become adults are still going to be talking about things they're not right to talk about in the beis knesses, and they're going to do other stupid things in the beis knesses that don't belong in the beis knesses. Okay, and therefore, you have to be very, very careful not to bring young children over here. Someone asks the mice is child. You have a young child. You have two options. Go to Minyan and bring the little child who is not ready to be in a Beis Knesses, especially, let's say, on Shabbos, where it's a long davening, okay? But better than that, or don't go to Minyan at all. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel says, don't go to Minyan at all, okay? Is that a place for the child Better not. We have a lot of people like to do chesed. It's true. We want to do chesed for our wives. Our wives are sleeping late. You want to bring your child to shul so you can do two things, kill two birds with one stone. You can daven with a minyan and do chesed for your wife. That's very nice. But you're doing it. You're doing something that's going to be destructive. And the end of the day, if you're not sure that your child's going to be able to behave, okay, and be able to sit there quietly, and so then don't bring him. It's not daven at home if you have to do that, and do chesed for your wife. You want to do chesed for your wife, okay? But it's not the place to bring young children to shul. However, it does go on and says, "Aval shegiel lechinuch." But when he comes to the age of chinuch, ad the rabbi, once he gets to the level where he can be able to daven, okay, it doesn't mean just because they get to the level of the daven doesn't mean they could sit through a 2.5 hour davening in the shuls that we maybe daven at with the rabbi's speeches like that. What do you expect from a child? Children can't sit for that long. But let's say they could get at least part of it, or that. Ova kishegiel lechinuch ad the rabbi yivienu atol lebeis kenesses. Bring him to shul. And teach him how to sit with fear and trembling. And don't give him to move around in this place. To teach him about the chinuch of Ame and Kaddish and Kedusha, to Kaddish and answering Kedusha and all the great things that happen in a minyan. However, very, very classic Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinsal points out over here in Dibur Masla Be'ema, you warn your child a lot to me, you better sit still. That's true. You might get him to calm down. You might be able to get him so temporarily. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal. You have to do this b'chokma. Also, even if your child might be able to sit there, do it b'chokma. Shulul hasni chas v'chalila. Ela yela de bacon eses v'asa tefila. Not to make the shul as a place that you would hate to be. Okay, if you know your father makes it there and forces you to sit down, you might listen. You might be a child who listens to his father, therefore he's afraid to move. But you might be instilling him hatred of going to this place. Why would you want to sit there if you don't know how to daven yet? You don't know what you're doing. Okay, maybe because in the 5-10 minutes, but sit there for a long time and having to behave is very hard for a child. You're going to teach him to hate a shul? Ella avim alav, the whole point is to bring it to avas tefillah. Okay, and therefore, over and over again, you see people, they bring the children way too early to shul when they're not appropriate to come to shul. Okay, they're not ready to come to shul. We'll only bring the shul to child to shul when they're ready to go to shul. If you want to give chesed for your wife, okay, go to the early minyan and then watch your children later on. Your wife will go to shul and stuff like that. But you don't bring them to shul when it's not appropriate for them to come to shul, like we talked about on numerous occasions over here. Okay? Shul is not a park. It's not a place to play. It is a place to daven. And if they could daven, great, bring them. If they can't daven, if they can't sit there alone, don't bring them. Or at least bring them only for part of the time where they can't sit and they can't get something out of the tefillah. Let's do one or two more. Halacha siv beis. One should not daven. If you're supposed to have appropriate kavana, don't daven when something is bothering you, whether emotionally or there's something physically in the area that is bothering you. And at a time that's mevatel, not in a place or a time where things are going to be mevatel is kavana. However, the Mechaber does say, don't take this too seriously nowadays. The Achshav ain't anu nisarim, because then we're not so careful with choosing the perfect time and the perfect place to daven. Although, midesh ain't anu mechavnin kol kach betfilo, because anyways, we don't have such good kavana all the time to say, I'm not going to daven now, because it's not the right time, and then we're not going to end up davening. We daven when we are supposed to daven, and we don't worry about this too much. Nevertheless, the Mishnah does say, for sure, even though we don't have such great kavana nowadays. What you can do to give you a better chance for a kavana, then you should do. You should pick the shul that's going to be the best shul for your kavana. You should pick the time to daven where you're in a good mood and you have the Yeshua Das and you're not falling asleep in order to daven. All these should try and set yourself up for success. For sure, true. If you don't have another choice, you don't say that I'm not going to daven now because it's not the right time. And not no, we daven, and it's true. According to the Chazon Ish, I think we might, if you have not seen it yet, we'll see it later on. Rabbeinu Nevinsal says, even though we talked about these lofty kavanas over here in Sif Aleph, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu though takes down the expectations for our generations where we don't have as much kavana, and therefore the minimal kavana that a person needs to have nowadays is less than it was expected later back in the day when people were able to have more kavana, had less on their minds. Siv Gimel. Yispalu derech tachanunim. You should daven derech tachanunim. What does it mean, derech tachanunim? Kirasha mevakesh v'petach u'benachas. Like a pauper, like a poor person who goes knocking on the door and he talks gently to the person and he talks benachas. That's how one is supposed to daven. V'shelotir alav kimasa u'mevakesh lipatri menu. It shouldn't look upon themselves like a burden and something they're trying to get rid of as quickly as possible. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel obviously adds in over here, what would this include? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel, Dirasu Menachas, Bichlau Zeshalit Paloya Yochid Velashia Sibur, Beketzev Mahir Mo. According to this, one should not dive in too quickly. If you dive quickly, you or the chazan, how you used to, that's not derech tachanunim, like we said over here. That's not the correct way to dive in. Dive in with Kavana is the most important. Ad Kan for today.